This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Today, the world was shocked to hear where Jessie Buckley stood on the dog versus cat debate. Jessie Buckley and Paul Mescal were on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast. Jessie had this to say.
Are you dogs or cats? Where are you guys?
Dog.
Dog.
And you said it was such like, I mean, I'm with you, but like.
I don't like cats. Cats are mean.
Drop this part.
Yeah.
The cats are, they're too clever.
Yeah.
I got like, my husband, when I started dating him, he had two cats. This is bad, so I'm going to get cancelled. Yeah. But one of the cats was like a pedigree model, and she staged like a coup against me. I'd come home and there'd just be like poo on my pillow, right. And I was like, it's me or the cats. It's me.
She didn't like this interloper. This is my house.
No.
And you took
but
over.
But I won!
You won!
She certainly did win. And she's probably going to win the Oscar as well. Well, one man who I think agrees with Jessie Buckley is Conor Pope, consumer affairs correspondent with the Irish Times. Conor, what have cats ever done to you?
Oh, they've done many things, Shane, I have to say. And at the risk of being cancelled like Jessie Buckley, I don't like cats either. And I'll tell you why. So my first and in fact my only cat was a cat called Sporty, right? And I was about 4 years old and Sporty scratched me from my elbow to my wrist. And I still bear the emotional, if not the physical scars from that scratch. Now, to be perfectly honest, I can't remember what led up to the scratch, but it was probably my fault. But even still, I still have long resented cats for that incident with Sporty. But that's not the only reason.
Okay.
A few years back, my garden was absolutely plagued by wild cats who decided that my house was their ideal toilet. And there was nothing I could do to change their mind. I went as far as to
garden hose.
Oh, you know, these are clever beasts. Let's not forget that. So even though I went off to the zoo and I got the lion poo that you're supposed to get, and I sprayed all this stuff that they sell in Woody's, nothing would get rid of the damn cats. So my resentment built up further. But there's more than that. I mean, like, we all know that the way cats look at us, Shane, they look at us like they hate us.
It's disdain, isn't it?
It's clear loathing, right? So they look at us like they're better than we are. And like, they're not. They're not better than we are. So I am very much a dog person. Now, I have two dogs, so I'm not anti-pet. I have two dogs and they're very much house dogs. But I really like cats. I mean, they come into your house, right? Like they do their business in your house. I have no time for kitty litters, right? It stinks.
Yeah.
So the cats think they're better than you, yet they're pooping in your house. They smell, they leave their hair all over the place. They scratch you, they bite you. They kill birds for fun and they don't like you. And also, and I think this is a really important point to make for your listeners, they're no crack.
They're like, no crack. Connor, I'm with you all the way. We have a dissenter in our midst.
You certainly
though.
Do because I am odd. I am non-binary when it comes to cats and dogs. I actually like both cats and dogs. And I would still like to know what you did to Sporty, Connor Pope, that caused this. Because I live with a cat. His name is Chief. Chief, if you're listening, he could well, because he's very clever. He could be listening to the radio.
Yeah.
Now. He may, in fact, have put it on. And I have a totally different experience of cats to you. And by the way, I grew up with cats and dogs in my house. And I've never been scratched by my own cat. I've been scratched by other cats. By any of my cats I owned myself. They are affectionate. They cuddle you. They sit in your knee. They look at you with your eyes and they give you the big blink.
Which means
that means that they love you. the only reason my cat has a litter is I don't let him outside the house because we live on kind of a busy road and I think he would be killed. But cats are... My cat follows us around the house like a dog. Like, he literally, if you leave the room, he'll walk beside you.
Like a dog.
He will pick up his... You say they're no crack. He will pick up his toy. He has a toy that's like a stick that you hang a little thing off of and you dangle it in front of him.
He will
bring it to me to play with him. And catches mice.
Can you take your cat to Dollymount Strand for a long walk and throw a ball that your cat will bring back? No.
He has different skills, Connor. Different skills.
You can play with a dog. And also, when I come home to my house, my dogs greet me like I've been off at war for 5 years. They are just so delighted. So I love that level of affection.
But you see, you have to earn the respect of a cat. Like, my cat
looks at you like you're something a cat dragged in.
My cat will, when I open the door, will come running into the hall and sit down for me to scratch him. He does do that. He is affectionate. Dogs are, and I love dogs too, by the way, but they're kind of dumb. They'll love anybody. A cat is discerning.
I kind of like that about them. I like the fact that a dog, once a dog attaches itself to you, you are a god in its eyes. And I don't know if that says something about me. And I fully respect that it might say something about me, that I crave or need that affection from a beast. But I just think that dogs are more fun. And I like the fact that every night, right, and every day, four times a day, because I have to take my dogs out and I walk them around the streets. So I get exercise, they get exercise. I pick up their business in a little plastic bag and I dispose of it neatly, as opposed to cats, who just seem to think that they rule the world and they can do whatever they want, wherever
their
they
world.
Want. And there's no
We're just inhabiting it. There's a text has come in. My cat has a very dog-like personality. Her meows are like barks. She shadows me everywhere I go.
Yeah.
If you don't train your cats, they're just as bad as untrained dogs.
Our cat
dogs.
Will walk up your chest, put his nose to your nose and give it a little rub to say, I love you.
Do you know,
he
do you
wouldn't
know,
do that to me, Kira.
Well,
I tell you that for nothing.
Maybe you wouldn't let
Connor,
him.
Connor, you know when you go on holidays in somewhere like Greece and the rest of like outdoor restaurant and there's cats crawling over your shoulder and just like...
It's revolting. And like you see cats and they're on the table.
Cats
and
are beautiful. Beautiful creatures.
They can be. Don't get me wrong. They can be beautiful creatures. And I love a kitten. I mean, a kitten is super cute. A kitten playing with
too
a
scratchy.
Darn of wool.
Too scratchy.
Shane
no.
Coleman, you don't even like kittens.
I don't like kittens. Too scratchy. No.
But like,
give me a puppy any day.
Myself and Shane won't be able to walk through the streets of Dublin tomorrow without people
pelting you with cats.
but they're just like bottom line is they're unpredictable. They can be really aggressive, hostile, aloof, and like no crack.
Oh, no, they are crack, guys. Like, if I walk up the stairs and my cat is on the landing, he will throw himself on his back and put his paws in the air for me to rub his tummy.
Yeah.
Maybe cats just don't like you guys. Maybe it's not, maybe,
cats
you know,
don't like anyone except themselves. That's the whole point of them. Connor, thank you indeed for that. Connor Pope, Consumer Affairs Correspondent with the Irish Times.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.